May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 259. O Lord, my best desire fulfill, and help me to resign life, health, and comfort to thy will, and make thy pleasure mine. Hymn 259.
Thank you. May the Lord help us to read together from the book of Proverbs, chapter 19. Proverbs, chapter 19. Better is the poor that walketh in his integrity than he that is perverse in his lips and is a fool. Also that the soul be without knowledge, it is not good. And he that hasteth with his feet sinneth. The foolishness of man perverteth his way, and his heart fretteth against the Lord. Wealth maketh many friends, but the poor is separated from his neighbor. A false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall not escape. Many will entreat the favour of the prince, and every man is a friend to him that giveth gifts. All the brethren of the poor do hate him. How much more do his friends go far from him? He pursueth them with words, yet they are wanting to him. He that getteth wisdom loveth his own soul. He that keepeth understanding shall find good. A false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish. Delight is not seemly for a fool, much less for a servant to have rule over princes. The discretion of a man deferreth his anger, and it is his glory to pass over a transgression. The king's wrath is as the roaring of a lion, but his favour is as dew upon the grass. A foolish son is the calamity of his father, and the contentions of a wife are a continual dropping. House and riches are the inheritance of fathers, and a prudent wife is from the Lord. Slothfulness casteth into a deep sleep, and an idle soul shall suffer hunger. He that keepeth the commandment keepeth his own soul, but he that despiseth his ways shall die. He that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he hath given will he pay him again. Chasten thy son while there is hope, and let not thy soul spare for his crying. A man of great wealth shall suffer punishment, for if thou deliver him, yet thou must do it again. A man of great wrath shall suffer punishment, for if thou deliver him, yet thou must do it again. Hear counsel, and receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. The desire of a man is his kindness, and a poor man is better than a liar. The fear of the Lord tendeth to life, and he that hath it shall abide satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil. A slothful man hideth his hand in his bosom, and will not so much as bring it to his mouth again. Smite a scorner, and the simple will beware, and reprove one that hath understanding, and he will understand knowledge. He that wasteth his father and chaseth away his mother is a son that causeth shame and bringeth reproach. Cease, my son, to hear the instruction that causeth to err from the words of knowledge. An ungodly witness scorneth judgment, and the mouth of the wicked devoureth iniquity. Judgments are prepared for scorners, and stripes for the back of fools. May the Lord bless the reading of his holy word. Now may he help us and teach us to pray. Almighty God, truly it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. Great, dear Lord, is thy faithfulness, and thy mercies on you every morning. Lord, we would join in thanksgiving, that measure of health and strength that we can gather on this beautiful morning. Gather round thy holy word, none daring lawfully to make us afraid. Lord, these are great mercies and great blessings. May we highly prize them. And Lord, give thanks to thy honour, to thy glory, for those mercies individually, those mercies in the families, those mercies, Lord, in the causes of truth, those mercies here at Swavesey, those mercies we do know still in our land. But Lord, we also pray for those unable to gather, those with sickness in the home. We pray, Lord, that thou would grant thy healing and strengthening mercies. Thou knowest each need. But Lord, laid aside at this time, we do plead that thou would, in thy rich mercy, draw near. There may be that read, Lord, to the dear children. We do plead, Lord, that thou would bless it, and bless it to the parents also. In mercy, now help us, Lord, as we would come before thee, as we gather now. Lord, we come still dragging into thy house a body of sin and death. And Lord, the solemn accountability The soul that sinneth, it shall die. The holiness, the purity of thy law, oh, it is good. But, O Lord, O thou knowest how we fail continually. We have that evil imagination of the heart continually. We prove thine own word, dear Lord Jesus, that out of the heart proceed those things that defile. And they do. And they drag down. And they separate. And Lord, we prove there is no good in us. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But, O Lord, do favour us to come to that precious place, a place of pure gold, a blood-sprinkled place, that exceeding great and precious promise, there I will meet with thee. Oh, do favour then a sinner to approach. Yes, filthy garments. Yes, deep is the stain and dye of sin. Yes, we drag, as it were, along a beggar poor. But, oh, we would be found at mercy's door. And even as that dire contagion of sin fills the veins, oh, do favour a sinner to be found looking and living, looking unto Jesus. Oh, Lord, where would we be? What hope would there be? Oh, if there was no throne of grace, if there was no blood-sprinkled mercy seat, if there were no exceeding great and precious promises for sinners, O Lord, do favour then us to come casting our burden upon thee, confessing our sins. We are unclean, unclean, unclean. And truly, Lord, we have to say, can ever God dwell here? But, oh, for hearts on the stretch, oh, to know a sacred longing. Oh, to desire thy mercy. Oh, to, Lord, be granted that as the heart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. Oh, to grant a wrestling at the throne of grace. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And oh, to not let thee go, except thou bless. Lord, we come then just as we are. But oh, we would be found humbly and reverently pleading that one precious name, that one finished work, that one, Lord, place of darkness, agony, sacrifice. But, oh, there thou didst wash the sins of thy people in thy precious blood. And, Lord, the work is done, the work is finished. Blessed, blessed be thy holy name. Oh, that sinners might long to know it this morning, and to be found in him, to know my Jesus crucified by far excels all things beside. Oh, lift us above the things here below. Lift us above all that we are. And oh, grant some, oh, soul that comes in feeling their great need, feeling their guilt, feeling their burden. Grant by faith, Lord, a blessed glimpse within the veil. It may indeed be that seen through a glass darkly, but oh, to know that hope of Israel. Oh, to know those sweet consolations of Israel, that one day, one blessed day, one blessed morning without clouds it will be with Christ, which is far better. Lord, leave us not then to grovel here below, fond of these trifling toys, but to know, to seek a better country. Lord, those better things, those blessed, unsearchable riches in Christ Jesus. In thy rich mercy, to remember this dear church and people. Lord, we pray for the dear children, both present and absent. We do plead, Lord, that they may be all taught of the Lord. We plead the dear parents, those in the dear families, this church and people, might be favoured, Lord, to wrestle for their precious never-dying souls. Lord, to keep them, Lord, as the very apple of thine eye. Thy dear people shall ne'er stray, shall ne'er rove beyond thy power. And may they prove it, kept. Lord, in thy mercy then, do, Lord, remember them, and may they be found amongst that spiritual generation following. And there may be those, Lord, born into this house of prayer in the heart. They may be afar off. They may be literally here. But, Lord, not heard thy voice. Not heard the voice, Lord, of love and mercy. Feel no need for it. Lord, we do plead then that there may be a set day, there may be a set season, all taught of the Lord, when there is the in the beginning God, when thou dost cause them to hear thy voice, and Lord, there is that blessedly begun, then in thy time and in thy way, there will be that turning of the feet to Zion's hill. In mercy then, Lord, cause each to hear thy voice. May there be that cry even in their precious never-dying souls whilst young in years. May they have cause to seek thee early. May they have cause to be found looking unto Jesus. Cause to cry, say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Come, Lord, confessing, and yet come blessedly looking and longing. And do hear their cries, satisfy early with thy mercy. And Lord, do, we would pray, call each out of nature's darkness into thy marvellous light. May they be kept, Lord, in education's pathway. May there be, Lord, that ruling and overruling for good, approving that all things work together for good to them that love thee. In mercy, then, do remember the dear family. Lord, we pray that thou would lengthen out those mercies, health and strength, loved ones. Thou would lengthen out those mercies, Lord, in employment. Thou would open doors and go before. Thou would grant all needed help and strength and wisdom. Lord, from day to day, proving my God shall supply all your need according to those riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And Lord, those older ones, those that know indeed affliction's pathway, those that feel the frailty, have known the mud-walled cottage to shake. In thy rich mercy, do remember them. And Lord, do draw near and strengthen them. And Lord, we do plead that thou would sanctify these things, make them holy. And Lord, as we think of one in deep affliction, in a hospital ward, far from this house of prayer, but thou knowest, O Lord, perhaps on the very verge of eternity. Oh, we know not what to pray for. Thou canst raise up if it be thy holy will. But oh, thou canst say, Maid, I sound to thee, arise. But Lord, equally, thou canst take. And we think of a prayer of thy dear servant to grant an abundant entrance into the heavenly kingdom. Thou didst do it, dear Lord, before the end of the morning service. Thou canst come, even so come quickly, Lord Jesus. And Lord, remember those that may be left behind. Oh, how they need help and thy strengthening mercies and that wisdom and that grace. Oh, how they need that blessed returning. Return, oh Israel. And Lord, we do plead. Thou prepare us each for all thy will. We know not what an hour, a split second may bring forth. Oh, to be prepared then, to stand before thy face. Thy Spirit must the work perform. It must be all of grace. May it be our cry, prepare me, Lord, for it. Oh, to have that oil in the vessel. Oh, to know that wedding garment. And Lord, all will be to thy honour, glory and praise. Dear Lord Jesus, in mercy then remember those that walk in loneliness, those, Lord, that feel afar off in this. Draw near, go with them, sanctify the pathway, favour them also to lean upon their beloved. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus, in this also. In mercy, remember each in their various needs. O Lord, thou knowest every burden, every need this morning. We do plead, Lord, that thou would undertake. And undertake, and Lord, send none empty away. We stand once more in this solemn place, accountable, dear Lord. But, oh, blessed Spirit of truth, open our mouth wide, do thou fill it. Oh, do thou command, feed my sheep, feed my lambs. Call, oh, by divine power, and, oh, leave us not to the form that denies the power thereof. Now, Lord, help us then as we would turn to thy word. Grant that light. Lead into the truth as it is in Jesus. Grant that certainly I will be with thee. May there be that to thy honour and thy glory. That for the good of precious, never dying souls. Lord, we do plead to be made the Lord's messenger in the Lord's message. We do plead, dear Lord, that thou would, oh, even so come quickly, Lord Jesus, in this as well. In mercy, do remember and undertake, Lord, amongst the causes of truth. Lord, thou knowest the great need, those as they gather at home this morning. We pray for them, thy dear servant, we hope, is among them. Oh, thou hast used him in days past. Use him once more, to thy honour, glory and praise. And in mercy then, hear prayer one for another. And Lord, even as we give thanks for every mercy, Lord, we do see a great need. And Lord, if we see a little of it, what must it be, most holy God, to thee, our land and our nation? O Lord, we plead that thou would rule and overrule for good. We plead that thou would open the eyes of men and women. We plead that there might be a returning, that there might be a raising up of men, women, of prayer to reign over us. We do plead, Lord, that thou would not leave us, Lord, to those of the synagogue of Satan. The wicked spreadeth himself as a green bay tree in great power. Blessed Lamb, do thou overcome, overcome. Lord, it is of thy mercies we have not been consumed in days past. We have many mercies, and what a cloud of witnesses to look back on in our land and nation. But, O Lord, arise. Hear our poor cries. We've got not one stone to cast, but pluck thine arm out of thy bosom. Make bare thy holy arm. Hear the cries of the remnant. Hear the cries of thy dear people. And Lord, remember those then in our royal house, in our parliament, those that keep the peace at home and abroad. As the wicked plotteth, Lord, bring them to confusion. Bring them to nothing. And Lord, remember thy people in deep need. Lord, where they may be found, and those suffering, we think of those in Haiti, we think of those in Chile. And Lord, oh, have mercy. And we have to say at times, and why is England spared? Lord, it is of thy mercies then. Lord, still we have those blessings and those mercies. Lengthen them out. And may they be handed down if this world remain to the generation following. Hear the cries of each dear deacon. And Lord, do help them in their burdens and responsibilities. May this church and people bear one another's burdens in, and so fulfill the law of Christ. And Lord, we would not forget. If it be thy most holy will, we gather at thy command. Do this in remembrance of me. Oh, do favour us, Lord, to remember thee. And if there are exercised souls, and there are, dear Lord, exercised souls, do this in remembrance of me. Oh, may there be a sacred law. And oh, do lead them in a plain path, looking unto Jesus. This is the way. Walk ye in it. Favour us each tonight. Help then in the singing of the hymns. Pardon all that we are and ask amiss. We plead it for Jesus Christ's sake.
Hymn 775. My God, when I reflect how all my lifetime passed, I ran the roads of sin and death with rash, impetuous haste. Hymn 775.
in humble and complete dependence upon the Lord for needed help. I direct your prayerful attention to the portion that we read in the book of Proverbs, chapter 19 and verse 21. I'll read the whole verse. Proverbs, chapter 19, verse 21. There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. It's the latter part of the verse, and particularly the nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand, that is upon my mind. And this word, nevertheless, it's been with me ever since I was unable to come amongst you last Lord's Day. Is there not a cause? The Lord knows, but nevertheless. But first of all, let's try to look a little at the context of the word. Proverbs. Those truths brought together in a few words. Those things summarized. Those things, shall I use the word in a nutshell? All there. But oh, to find that deep that coucheth beneath. Oh, to be favored to penetrate. I don't know how you find it when you turn to the book of the Proverbs. Oh, to be favored to read it prayerfully. Oh, to be favored to find that the blessedly, gloriously shines through it. Driving up here this morning, my mind went back to a word, ponder the path of thy feet, I had to take in the Proverbs. One Lord's Day morning, there was a young lady there that morning brought up as a Roman Catholic in all the grip of that religion and all that it meant. But the Lord began. And the Lord blessedly used his word with divine power. It was my privilege in after days to baptize that dear young woman. Yes, the Lord's work. And the Lord is found in the book of the Proverbs in a blessed, blessed depth at times. May we know it this morning. And you younger one, the book of the Proverbs is particularly to younger ones. There is that in the book of the Proverbs marked out. My son, to hear instruction, to despise not the words of the Lord, to be found in his ways. That there might be that as an ornament. There might be that that is kept. There might be that that is displayed in the pathway. It deeply, openly warns of the dangers. being left to what we find here in this verse, the devices of a man's heart. Those slippery ways, those ways where there is no standing, where ultimately there is no hope, that the dear Lord Jesus summarized as that broad way that leads to destruction. The Word of God and the Book of Proverbs does not mince the words. It does not dilute the eternal truth and reality. Heaven and hell are found in the book of the Proverbs. Which way are you found in this morning? Which way am I found in this morning? I stand before you as one that visited a dear, yes, she's an old lady in her 80s, in a hospital this last week. But to all purposes, humanly speaking, she was one of the strongest in the family. She went out in her garden to tend, and she loves her garden, those things. And she collapsed. And she's now on the verge of eternity. We know not what a day, an hour may bring forth. And I know the idea of speaking of this, but in a telephone conversation in the wider family, as it comes to mind, one rang me up and basically said there was no great need, there was no great urgency. Well, I saw it very different. So, may the Word of God be written over this chapel this morning, be written in this chapel this morning, and oh, be written deep in your never-dying soul this morning, if the Lord uses His Word. Uses His Word in love, uses His Word in warning, the nevertheless. You'll never forget it to the end of your days. Blessed, blessed be His holy name. So then, the Word of God here. There are many devices of a man's heart. Many things come forth from the heart. The Lord Jesus says, out of the heart proceed those things that defile a man. Would you say to that? If I were summoned this day before the judge of all the earth, and you know, if you've ever been before an earthly judge, they cut through it all to reach the truth of the case, the truth of the charge. It's what a court is all about, finding the truth, getting to the truth. And the Lord knows, many are the devices of a man's heart. And they're totally contrary to the Word of God. And they're totally contrary to holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty. Oh, the evil imagination of the heart continually. and out of the heart proceed those things that defile, and they separate. And is there one that comes in this morning? Oh, blessed be his holy name. Is there one, even as the word of God was read, there was that that searched, there was that that tried, there was that that is brought home, there is that that cuts, for the word of God does cut as a sharp two-edged sword. It divides, it reaches even to the very core of the matter, the very truth. And what is more vital and what is more precious than your never dying soul? So if you've ever stood on the brink of eternity, if you've ever stood exposed, guilty, 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 foul, yes, unclean, 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 you'll know that many are the devices of a man's heart. Many are the twists and the turns. Many are those things that come in and the subtleties of it. It's not like that. Measure the devices of your heart against the Word of God. Measure them against that that the Lord Jesus speaks of. And those divine realities. And oh, if the Lord blessedly works in it, so you'll literally tremble. And the word of God will be known, and the word of God will follow, and the word of God cannot be shaken off. There'll be that that is stirred up. Many are the devices of a man's heart, but oh, if there is one that comes in this morning, if there is one now that, oh, has to say the truth of this word, many are the devices of my heart, Lord. Many are those things before thee. And oh, it's that, oh, with shame I have to bring, drag into his house. And Lord, there are many things, and it is, as it were, a great mountain. And how often I lose myself in it. Many are the devices of a man's heart. But sinner, it doesn't finish there. This proverb does not finish there. The word of God does not finish there. Now, you dear younger ones, if you were in a classroom at school, you were asked to explain what the word nevertheless meant, what would you think of? Is it a but? Yes, perhaps there's something of that there. Spite? Yes, there's something of despite there. But here, in the original language, perhaps the closest alternative word would be moreover. there is something more to be said. The matter has not finished. Nevertheless, there's another aspect to it. There's another side to it. There is something that must be said. There is something that must be heard. Now, another thought concerning this word, and in my employment, I remember once a man coming up to me and saying something. He'd been out on the road, and he made a surprising allegation. Then he simply turned from my desk, went out through the door and down the stairs. He didn't want to hear the nevertheless. He didn't want to hear anymore. The word of God will be heard, sinner. There may be times when you turn from the word of God. There may be times when you turn from that that is spoken and brought forth in his house. There may be times when you neglect the things of the word of God. But oh, if the Lord God Almighty, if the Lord God Omnipotent reigneth, oh, if he blessedly speaks, the nevertheless, oh, you will stand and you will hear. And it'll be in mercy, because this word is in mercy. Dear Paul, in writing perhaps one of his most personal letters, where he brings forth that great burden that he has for the churches, he speaks of that where he is in great tribulation, where our flesh had no rest, where we were troubled on every side, without were fightings, within were fears. As he writes again to that dear church at Corinth, that was found in the midst of sin. But what follows as he brings out these things, these troubles, these things that come so close to him, these fears, these fightings, this no rest? Nevertheless, God. Oh, I love that. Nevertheless, God that comforteth those that are cast down, comforted us. But the coming of Titus comforted us. Nevertheless, God, what a mercy. What a favor. Nevertheless, the counsel of God, that shall stand, the Lord's word. That given from above, that the Lord declares. And oh, I don't want to jump ahead, as it were, but that shall stand. Again, in the original, the word is not only that shall stand, but as it were that is built and shall stand, that ariseth. Oh, it is as that rock which is Christ, and the powers of hell shall not prevail against it. Blessed, blessed be his holy name. So then, to return to the sinner, to return to the one that comes in guilty, unclean, the one that is afar off, the one that looks for death, the one that fears eternal judgment and those solemn, awful words, "Depart, I never knew you." The one that comes in filthy garments and knows the enemy standing at the right hand to resist, very near and very powerful. Nevertheless, oh, may the Blessed Spirit seal it to your precious, never-dying soul. There is more to be said. There is more to be done. There is that the Lord will blessedly do. There is that, dear soul, here to take home, to plead before the throne of grace. There is that the Lord will blessedly go before. Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel thou shalt be made a plain, those crooked things to be made straight, those rough places to be made plain. Nevertheless, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. This is not the end, soul. The enemy would have it be the end. But oh, you look at it in one blessed, blessed sense. There was one that came. There was one of whom one witnessed, "Never man spake like this man." There was one that went about doing good. There was one that blessedly, blessedly healed, but whose word searched, whose word tried, whose word went home. And the old enemy would silence that voice, the voice of divine power, the voice of love and mercy. Many are the devices of a man's heart. You read through those closing chapters of each of the Gospels and how true that was. How true the betrayal. How true was the so-called trial, the cry of the mob, the influence of those, the high priest, the Pharisee, so on. How true, oh, the one Pilate, yes, washed his hands of these things. Many are the devices of a man's heart. And so, where did it lead? To death, in agony, in darkness. And oh, the state then of the Church of Christ. They all forsook him and fled. The enemies triumphed. He that spake, "Never man spake like this man," has been silenced. And that's it. But oh, blessed, blessed be his holy name. We know that that is not it. And the word of God abundantly declares it, that there is the resurrection morn, that vain as the dear hymn writer speaks of it is the watch, the stone, the seal. Oh, do you see the light of the everlasting gospel, sinner? Do you see that you would sacredly rejoice in, sinner, that nevertheless the very stamp of God, the authority of heaven, He can roll away the stone, He can roll back the impossibility, He can break the seal of the old enemy. There's a solemn word, a very solemn word found in the beginning of the book of Psalms, when the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing. Kings of the earth set themselves together, the rulers take counsel together. Many are the devices of a man's heart against the Lord and against His anointed. But then, what does the Lord say? He that sitteth in the heaven shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. That's a laugh of triumph, you know. The Lord shall laugh at the wicked, for He seeth that His day is coming. If the Lord has ever sealed such a solemn word as that to your soul, you'll never forget it. Oh, the solemnity of this soul. You see, the wicked. Oh, they are a light thing to he that sitteth in the heaven. He's triumphed over the enemy, or sin, or death, or the grave. The great captain of our salvation, his is the victory. O grave, where is thy sting? Where is thy victory? Oh, we, yes, blessedly, blessedly triumph in our Lord and Saviour, as those of old used to blessedly put it, King Jesus. Nevertheless, and now He roars and reigns in glory. Goes on, yet I have set my King upon my holy hill Zion. Nevertheless, yet. And what a king. What a blessed nevertheless. It's not finished yet, sinner. There is that is blessedly before yet, sinner. And I will declare the decree, the counsels of God, that shall stand. But where does it look? Where does that decree point to? Where does those counsels point to? What shall stand? The Lord has said unto me, Thou art my Son. This day I have begotten thee. Ask of me. In and of self, will never stand. These devices of man's heart, these things that so work, these things that so overcome all that is good, all that is pure, all that is holy, all that is blessed, all the things of peace. The devices of a man's heart, you see, it's deep within. And oh, hidden. And man would hide it. But oh, exposed to that light, exposed at that judgment seat of Christ. But nevertheless, dear soul, what a mercy. Oh, to be favoured, to be found on that rock then, which is Christ. There and there alone, dear soul, you will stand. And the powers of hell shall not prevail against it. When we come down to the end, when we come down to our deathbed, when we come down to the valley of the shadow of death, what matters? Loved ones may be there, but they can't do anything. Eternity beckons. Oh, we brought nothing into this time state. We can carry nothing from it. But oh, to know that blessed nevertheless. Through Christ. One of my purchased flock. One of my dear brands plucked from the burning. One of those I came for. One of those I laid down my life for. What a mercy. What a favour. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, the purposes of heaven, that shall stand. Even in the swelling of Jordan. Even in the valley of the shadow of death. When everything else is failing. That shall stand, and oh, that'll cause your dear soul to live. Oh, that'll cause your dear soul to know that abundant entrance into the heavenly kingdom. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. But oh, soul, the one that comes in, and many are the devices of a man's heart. You come in this morning, and oh, you come in with dear Jacob. Joseph is not. Simeon is not. Now you take away my beloved Benjamin also. All these things are against me. The devices of a man's heart. We can't see the end from the beginning. But oh, blessed, blessed be his holy name. I will work, and who shall let it? As far as man may be concerned, it may be cut and dry. The matter is finished, over and done. But not with the counsels of the Lord. Not when he blessedly speaks, the nevertheless, the Lord will have the last word, you know. And oh, it's a blessed thing, it's a humbling thing, and it's a solemn thing. To return home at the end of the day, knowing that the Lord has worked. Knowing he in his own way, not unto us, but unto thy name, that honour, glory and praise is blessedly worked. May be indeed solemnly worked, for vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. But oh, the devices of a man's heart. But you know, he that toucheth you toucheth the very apple of his eye, one of his purchased flock. They may indeed be as sheep, as lambs. They may indeed be helpless. But oh, there is one mighty to save. There is one that can and will, on the behalf of his dear people, speak that nevertheless. Oh, blessedly make it to be all things working together for good to them that love him, to his dear people. Never the less. You take it, soul. You plead it, dear soul, before the throne of grace. Nevertheless, the counsels of the Lord, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. And there's something else here. The Lord knows what has been spoken in your pathway. The Lord knows what burden he has laid upon one and another. Had to touch on one or two burdens in this house of prayer. And the Lord knows whether there have been other dear servants of the Lord that have proved in this house of prayer, come into your pathway. Oh, there's been that, here a little, there a little. You see, the word nevertheless, we've spoken of it as divine power and authority. But it may be as a still small voice that is known from time to time, a check in the pathway, a balance, a despite, a but, that there is that yet to be done. There is that yet to be fulfilled. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord. And so there is a solemn depth here, because it is the counsel of the Lord. It's the counsel of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Many are the devices of a man's heart. There may indeed be those things for a season that do choke the word. There may indeed be those things of sense and reason, but they will have to bow down. You see, the word of God cuts through. The word of God finds. The word of God abides. The word of God takes root. It may not be seen, oh, in the coming forth of that fruit yet. But nevertheless, when we plant a seed in the earth, the Lord knows in time and in that season, some of those seeds, you dear children, know, they come forth very quickly. There is that soon seed. There is that soon comes forth. But sometimes, in some seeds, some trees, and other seeds, a very, very long time But oh, in those right conditions, there will be that that takes root. And oh, soul, nevertheless, the Lord knows those right conditions, you know. And there is that yet to be done. There is a season. There is a period known to God. And it is ours to watch. It is ours to wait. It is ours to be found. And may this word follow. May this word abide. Nevertheless, your devices of your heart, your looking at it from this aspect, that aspect, the other aspect, and those things that would pull it down, and those things that would choke the purposes of heaven, nevertheless, it will never be so. Yes, oh, blessed be his holy name. His purposes will ripen fast. The bard may have a bitter taste, but sweet will be the flower. Oh, soul, it is yours, it is mine. I must come to a close. It is yours, it is mine. To take that nevertheless. To take that that the Lord has spoken and plead it before him. And Lord, if this is right, may I find it in thy word. If this is right, may it be declared in thy house. Oh, entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after thee in this way. Did we not begin this morning with that hymn on resignation? His way, his will. Well, may the Lord bless his own pure word and pardon all amiss, nevertheless. Amen.
The collections last Lord's Day were £735, for which we are very thankful. Lord willing, Mr. Warren will administer the Lord's Supper after this evening's service. Mr. Sayers will preach on Wednesday evening, and God willing, Dr. Sadler will preach next Lord's Day and address the Sunday School in the afternoon. And a meeting of the chapel trustees will be held tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. Let us close with hymn 207. Father, how wide thy glory shines, how high thy wonders rise, known through the earth by thousand signs, by thousands through the skies. Hymn 207.
pardon all spoken amiss. Bless, abundantly bless thine own pure word. Do gather with those in the afternoon at the Sunday school. Oh, help there, both speaker and hearer. Gather again at the evening hour, if it be thy will. Now take us as we go in peace and safety. Now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.